I don't know who I'm talking to, but you do, and I love you. Give the Lord a hand. Turn to Genesis 12:14, please. Genesis 12:14. I want to read you a scripture that everybody's heard. 1 Chronicles 16:22 says, "Touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm." This is God. This is a warning from God. Don't mess with my kids. You can do anything you want to do, but don't mess with my kids. How many of y'all like that? I know you are. I mean, there's people. My wife is the quietest, sweetest thing. But I've seen claws come out, son. And I've seen that Cherokee in her eyes. Murray had a grandmother. She passed away a year or two ago, and we called her Ma. And Ma used to dip snuff. You got a picture. I got to describe her to you. She was an old woman, kind of hunched over, and she dipped snuff. And it run down the crack of her mouth right here. And she'd say, "Bless God." I mean, she'd get mad. And nobody in the family messed with Ma when she got mad, son. She got a butcher knife after some of those kids one time. I mean, she got mad, man. She was ready to whoop somebody. And Ma had a temper, and she was a good woman, but man, she was a tough old woman. I made her mad at me one time. She cussed me out. One time I left my shoes in the front door. I told Ma, she come outside hollering and fussing. I said, "Ma, just go back in the house and be quiet. Quit acting like that." She cussed me. I mean, she'd get mad. This is years ago. Ma cussed me. And she went in the house. And when I went to leave that day, my shoes were in front of the door. I had a pair of tennis shoes. The shoe strings were gone out of my shoes. And I remember, I said, "Mary, my shoe strings are gone." She went, "Ma got them." I said, "What in the world would she want my nasty shoestrings?" She's mad at you. And she went in Ma's closet, and there my shoestrings was cut in half and put in her shoes. I said, "That crazy old woman, she's out of her mind." And I learned to respect Ma later on, and she learned to respect me, and she was just a sweetheart. But there's times that I see Ma and my wife. When she gets mad, I can see it, man. There's something comes on her face, and I say, "Go, Ma. You go, Ma." She don't like that. Everybody look at her. I want you to understand that there's times that people do things like that. "Touch not mine anointed. Do my prophets no harm." There's times when people touch Murray's. There's a time when a man got in my face and called me a liar, and I wanted to bust him, but I didn't. I just stood there. And it was an old man, and he was leaning across the counter, and his veins is all popped out on his face. And he says, "You're a liar." And me and Murray come around me, and she said, "You don't call him a liar. Can you see her?" I mean, she was going after him, man. I said, "Whoa, baby." I had to grab her. And I mean, she was tears coming out of her eyes. "He called you a liar. And I know you ain't a liar." I said, "I'm glad, baby, but I'm all right. It's okay." I told her, I said, "I like a little fire in a woman. I like that, baby. That's all right." But I said, "I don't want to be bailing you out of jail." The point is, God does not like people messing with you. If you're truly a child of God and somebody lies on you, hurts you, reaches out in any way to touch you. Remember Elijah in the Bible when the soldiers came and they reached out to get him, their hands shriveled up. Another time, fire came down and just consumed all of them. Poof! I mean, it's gone, man. Barbecued every one of them. There's something that God, you got to understand how he feels. You say, "Well, why does he allow it?" Many times to see what you're going to do. Many times to see what you're going to do. Don't ever forget this. If you want God to fight for you, you got to shut up. If you're going to fight, God's just going to sit back and wait on you to get done. Yeah. The Bible says, if your enemy's hungry, to feed him. If he's thirsty, give him to drink. You heap coals of fire upon his head. And it says, if your enemy's done, he said, be at peace with him. Make peace with him. You say, "I don't want to make peace." I've said it many times. I want to bust him. You know, I want to put him down. I want to spit on him. There you go. What do you think about that? And then me lay hands on you. But the Lord said, if you're going to do it, then you're going to have to settle up later on. You're going to get in trouble with Dad. But if you'll humble yourself. And this is coming from somebody, I'm telling you, I broke my hands hitting people. I had stitches. I lost that knuckle. It's gone. Had stitches right across there. I hit a buck-tooth guy in the mouth one time. And when I came home, my knuckle was gone. I still don't know where it went.
True story. I had to get stitches in my hand. One time a guy bit my finger and liked to bit the end of it off, Jerry. And it swelled up. And I went to the doctor and it looked like I had another thumb right there. I mean, it swelled up twice as big. He said, "What happened?" I said, "I got bit." And it was always the same doctor. It was Dr. Elliott. How many of y'all know him? He's cool, ain't he? I went in there and I go, "Man." He said, "What happened?" I said, "I got bit." And they had to cut my finger and drain it. He said, "A human's mouth is nastier than anybody's, even more nasty than an animal." Then I come back another time and I was cut there and my knuckle was gone. "What'd you do?" I said, "I hit somebody." And he said, "Man." And I come back a third time and I broke this bone in my hand hitting a guy. I broke a bone right here in my hand. Dr. Rob was there and he was swapping with me all of his fights. And this one Dr. Elliott said, "Boy, you need to get insurance on your hands if you're going to keep acting like this."